From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
This afternoon I want to share with you some thoughts about the Golden Rule. And we read the Golden Rule in Matthew chapter 7 and the verse 12. Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Last time I pointed out that this 7th chapter of Matthew deals with judgment. And this 12th verse especially is closely linked with verse 1, where Jesus said, "Judge not that ye be not judged." Before we begin judging others, we must first of all judge our own lives. Before looking outward, we should look inward. And if we fail to look inward, we are not qualified to look outward. And whenever we look inward, we discover that there's so much going wrong with our own hearts, we have really little to talk about where the lives of others are concerned. So this is a most important philosophical statement. This is the standard by which we should judge our own lives, because this is the standard by which God judges us. And what is the standard? It is the Golden Rule. Therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. First of all, we'll think about the ideal standard. These words are idealistic. They form the greatest philosophical and theological idealism that we can read of anywhere in the scripture, anywhere in literature. They come from the master teacher. These words are the greatest expression of idealism that can be found anywhere in the world. What is philosophy? Philosophy is the standard by which we regulate our lives. And we all have a philosophical outlook, every one of us. We all have certain standards by which we regulate our lives. Certain standards that form our expectations as to how other people should live their lives as well. What is theology? Theology is the teaching about God. And what theology does is, it gives us a philosophy of life, a philosophy of life that is based upon our knowledge of God and our recognition of God. As we know who God is, and as we understand God, that gives us a philosophical view, and that is the greatest philosophical view of all, for it is a philosophical view that comes directly from our Creator, the one whom we will one day stand before. Now this philosophy that Christ gives us here is the Golden Rule, because if this were to be applied to every home, there never would be a marriage breakup, there never would be a disagreement and a row, there never would be rebellious children. If this rule were to be applied to every society, by everyone within that society, there would never be crime, there would never be intolerance, there would never be hatred. If the world were governed by this golden rule, there would be peace and harmony, there would be no wars and bloodshed, there would be no weapons of mass destruction, there would be no crimes perpetrated against humanity. The world would be a very different place. You see, this golden rule teaches us how human beings should relate to one another. It is because we relate so poorly with one another that homes and societies, and indeed nations, get into such strife and difficulty. So this is an ideal standard. It's the greatest ideal standard of all, because here we have the solution for the problems that face society. And there is also an explanation here as to why the world is in a wretched condition, because it fails to follow this standard. It has been noted by others that this statement by Christ is similar in some respects to what some of the great philosophical teachers in history have come up with. For example, Hillel, the Jewish rabbi, said, "What is hateful to yourself, do to no other. This is the whole law." So if you find something hateful, don't do that to someone else. One scholar quotes from Confucius and from some of the Buddhist writers. They had the same concept as Hillel, the Jewish rabbi. Whatever expectations you have for others and to how they should not behave, don't you behave in that way. But it has also been pointed out that all of these rabbis and teachers and philosophers, it's all in the negative. Don't you do to others what you would not have them do to you. It's all about the negative. What you should not do. How you should not behave. And that is very good, up to a point. But the Lord goes further than anyone else. And it seems that in the history of the world, no one had ever expressed an ideal quote quite like this. Someone once said that what the Lord did here was a little like the man who invented the hammer for the harpsichord. As he invented that hammer, the piano was born, and music has never quite been the same since. And the Lord did something here that was equally dramatic, but he created music for humanity. The Lord didn't just say, don't behave like this, don't behave like that, don't say this, don't do this. He said, rather, do this. And what should we do? The good things you would love people to do to you, you do them. You behave in a way that would please you if others were to behave toward you in that way. So you want people to love you, you love them. You want people to forgive you, you forgive them. And so the story goes on. And so what this encourages us to do is this. Make a list of all the ways you would like to be treated by others. And you do to others what you would have them do to you. And this is more difficult to achieve than to restrain yourself from doing bad things. Because this involves going out of our way. Giving, sacrificing, loving, sharing, caring. Even people that we don't like, we don't share a lot in common with. But we need to put ourselves in their shoes. We need to walk in those shoes. We need to think about what it's like for them to live as they live. The difficulties that they have. Personalities that they were born with. Can you treat them with love? This is a wonderful and remarkable idealism. It cannot rise higher because this is selflessness in action. So when others sin, when others fail, we have to think, if I sinned, if I fail, how would I like people to deal with me? Would I like someone to come and help me, to come and lift me up, to forgive me, to assist me? Or would I like others to trample me into the muck, talk about me, gossip about me, treat me as if I'm just irrelevant? How would you like others to deal with you? And surely you would like that smile, that forgiveness, that caring word. Then that's how you should treat others. You see, this ideal standard is the outworking of law in our lives. We don't often think of law as being loving and kind, but it is. Because the Lord said the sum of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. So if we really love God with our own hearts, and if we love our neighbour as we would love ourselves, then we will stop at nothing. We will reach out that helping hand. We will follow the golden rule. But this is an impossible standard. It's not just ideal. And the idealism is remarkable, but it is impossible. You see, the liberal in society thinks that he or she is living like this. He or she is being kind, generous, gracious, loving, all this talk of equality. Equality that at times sets aside the law of God. Equality that ignores the plight of others like the children in their mother's wombs, for whom this is such a dangerous world, even in our own little society. That's liberalism. It's not loving and it's not kind. It ignores God. Therefore it gets things wrong. You see, the liberal thinks he or she is being kind and generous, but they're not. They're falling short in so many ways, but that's humanity. Humanity thinks he's doing good, getting along fine, being progressive. In reality, humanity is getting things wrong all of the time because this is an impossible standard. It's a little bit like Drawing a straight line on a page is a very difficult thing to do. Even if the line were straight according to the naked eye, probably when it was measured with a ruler, it would not be straight. There would be deviations here and there, and that's just like us. Because if we are to live up to this ideal standard, we need a ruler, something to draw the line with. And what is the ruler? Or, let me put it another way, who is the ruler? You see, the Lord Jesus Christ in this golden rule was really showing us himself, showing us his life, showing us his love, showing us his graciousness, his kindness. Never was anyone abused so badly who was so good. Never was anyone treated with such injustice as he was treated. And yet he returned that injustice with love and kindness and favour, praying for his perpetrators, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Welcoming back his disciples, welcoming back Peter who denied him. The centurion who oversaw his execution was converted under the shadow of that cross, an old dying thief. He was given the promise of paradise. The Lord's love on that cross is remarkable. He lived out the golden rule. It was St. Peter who said, "Who, when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed." And the real story is this. If we are to live out the golden rule that transforms homes, transforms societies, transforms nations, the golden rule that alone can transform our lives, can transform our politics, the golden rule that alone can bring peace to places like Ukraine, the golden rule, if we are to live out this golden rule, we must know Christ. And if we don't know Christ, then we are struggling in the dark to draw the straight line, and we'll never achieve that. So the real question is today, do you know Christ? He alone can change and transform you, because he gave his life for you. And do you trust him today, and you will know his peace in your heart. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clogher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.